The town of Devon was host to the MMIW G2S Plus Day of Awareness at the Devon Community Center, which included a smudging and remembrance ceremony, a panel of speakers, and a sharing circle. One of the panelists was Catherine Swampy, who spoke about the event and the importance of standing together and letting their voices be heard by telling personal stories of the loved ones that have gone missing.
This is a recognition event for the missing and murdered Indigenous women. We had a large panel of women who have experiences with losses. Some have lost their sisters, some have lost their nieces, some have lost their really close relatives, their parents even, and we had individuals losing family members consistently for many years, and we are just raising awareness for missing and murdered Indigenous women. And what tonight's or what today's event, or all over Canada's today's event, is not only remembering those that we've lost, but it's creating awareness and it's creating a movement. I mentioned earlier when I was speaking that in the beginning it felt almost like Indigenous women didn't matter. And when we were going missing or when we were being murdered, it felt almost like nobody cared and that it was allowed. And a large number of people today are standing up and we're standing together in solidarity saying that Indigenous women do matter. And you can't just murder us. We can't just go missing. We matter, and people need to come together and ensure that we're protected. We want them to understand that we want to protect them, and we want them to stand with us and know that they don't have to hide or they don't have to go out there and assimilate, that they can be proud Indigenous women and that they can be safe. Like, we want to be safe together.
Another speaker at the event was Chevy Rabbit, who says it's not only women that have gone missing, men, and high violence towards two-spirited people are affected as well.
And I realized as MMMW, I'm like, oh my God, my family had gone through missing and murder. So I agreed to start sharing this part. So this, for me, this is all new. Sharing my dad, late father, sort of their story, and sharing the trauma we've gone through the state, through the 60s scoop, and my family going missing and murdered, and my uncle Frank Curry is still missing. Still, like, we had meetings with Indigenous Service Canada, that's still missing. My uncle's still missing. They haven't been able to find him through the foster care system. So it's not just missing and murdered Indigenous women, but it's also missing and murdered Indigenous men, and also high violence of two-spirit people. So as two-spirit people, transgender women, we're highly hunted and victimized. We are over-sexualized, and then we are hunted online, we are hunted in person, and we're made a pariah.
Holly Johnson Rattlesnake says that when the red dress was initialized, that it was about justice, and also reveals the shocking statistics in the Samson Cree Nation and how it affects the community members, and why it's important to spread awareness along with the men doing the same.
When the red dress day was first initialized, it was all about justice. And today we see it right in our backyard, and it affects many of our community members. And it's not only about the women, it's also about the men. Just for Samson Cree Nation alone, our statistics show that there's more men missing and murdered than there are women. So altogether, you know, just creating that awareness and using our women advisory committee that we have in our community at Samson Cree Nation, you know, we're creating awareness, and we're providing a service to our women, and now we also have the men doing the same.
For CFWE News, I'm Daniel Barker-Tremblay.